Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good evening, everyone. And a very Merry Christmas to everyone. If you don't know who I am, my name is Father John. I'm a resident here at St. Charles, and I think this is the first time I'm ever doing a 7 p.m. Sunday Mass. So these are many unfamiliar faces, so I hope to meet some of you after the end of Mass. So, but it's great here to be here with you this evening. And this Sunday, the Sunday after Christmas, is always designated to celebrate the reality of the Holy Family of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. We celebrate the coming together in a very mysterious way of these three people who make up a family that we call to be holy. And I think it's very, providential that we remember the Holy Family during this time of Christmas, because I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, have been spending time with our families over the holidays. And of course, for me, I think it's always a great time to kind of reconnect with my family because, well, first off, I love them very dearly, even though we, aren't always get along perfectly, but we're able to rejoice in each other's company, and Christmas is always a great time for us to come together. And we're able to rejoice in the fact that in a very mysterious way, God has brought us together to journey through life in a way to help each other out. But as you also know, when we celebrate Christmas and other holidays, it's not always as if everything goes right when it comes to our families, especially for those of us who are in marriages. The in-laws may not always get along with, right? And we know that there's lots of family members that are estranged from each other and don't talk to each other anymore. And holidays are also ripe for a time for arguments and other things like that to flare up. So we have to be honest with ourselves that in this time of family and the joy of the season, so to speak, there could also be tremendous sorrow. There could also be tremendous times for us to really question, do we really want to be part of the families that we've been born into? Yet, when we look at the Holy Family today, rather than look at them as and placing them on a pedestal as being some type of ideal for us to try to become, we should ask ourselves the question, what makes the Holy Family holy? Now, if we were to assess that just by the external realities of what we can see, we probably would not be led to the idea of holiness, at least as we understand it in typical Christian types of categories. What do we have here? First off, we have a teenager who's pregnant, Mary. Chances are she was 14. And of course, the guy that she's with is not the father of the child. And she has the child outside of wedlock, And Joseph, this guy who's thought that was going to be her protector, so to speak, or the guy that he was going to be able to, the guy who was going to walk with Mary for the rest of her life, almost feels a little bit slighted by the whole situation and questions what's going on. So there's a disruptor between this relationship of Mary and Joseph. And yet, even after the child's born, there's more trial on the way because they leave where the child was born in Bethlehem and go to a foreign country of Egypt to spend time there. And here they are coming from Israel, going into another land and treated as aliens. We can't assume that they were given a warm welcome by the Egyptians. Any of us who understand the history between Israel and Egypt, it was a very tense relationship. So on the surface, we don't see anything holy about this arrangement. A pregnant teenager, not married, a guy who feels slighted, and then they go to a land where they're treated as aliens. Yet, we call this family holy for something that we may not see based on their external realities, but definitely on how they were able to understand what was happening to them. I think to boil it down, what makes this family holy is that they were able to let go of the need to be in control. Mary, Joseph, let go of the need to be in control of what was happening around them. That is what makes them holy. And we have to look at that as being the foundation for what a life with God is all about. The need to let go of being in control. I'm sure many of us over the course of this past week felt that there were a lot of burdens on us to make sure that things go right, that people got along at the different gatherings we had during the holiday season, that the food and the preparation for parties and things like that was all put together right, that we showed up in the right way. I'm sure that many of us thinking about buying gifts and presents and things like that, we're concerned about, were we buying the right things? Is this person going to be happy with this gift? Clearly, this is a time of the year where we feel that the burden's on us to make sure everything works out right. We want to be in control. We want everything to be perfect. We get frustrated when things aren't in the way that we want them to be. We get frustrated with the dysfunction. Our need to be in control is what ultimately drives us many times to think that this is how we need to live our lives. But yet, the Holy Family shows us a completely different way of living life. They show to us that even when things seem confusing, and don't seem to happen at the right time, and seem to happen out of order, that this is the time to understand that something far deeper and greater is happening within you, within them, than could ever have been orchestrated if we were actually the ones in control, if Mary and Joseph were the ones who were actually in control. And where do we understand that from? Well, we understand that from God Himself, the Christ child, the incarnation, God becoming man, reveals that even God Himself lets go of the need to be in control. The helpless baby in the manger is God. Yet there's nothing about that that seems to be a God who has it all together, a God who's all-powerful. Rather, we see a helpless, weak child, utterly dependent upon Mary and Joseph for everything. Mary and Joseph were able to let go of their need of to be in control because the God in their midst, the Christ child, did exactly that. St. Paul says it beautifully when he says that Jesus did not hold on to his divinity, something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and became a human being. I often say that it was almost as if you had someone who was the best piano player in the world right in your midst, but you would never know they were because there wasn't any piano around them to play it. That's who the Christ child is. God himself. Yet you would never know it because he's not able to exercise the fullness of his divinity. And how does he journey through this life? In a way to continually let go of the need to be in control. Which brings him to the cross, where he hangs completely powerless once again, not in control of what's happening. Yet, what the Christ child teaches us, what Mary and Joseph show to us, what the Holy Family reveals to us, is that we do make a decision to let go of the need to be in control. It's not a spirit of indifference or apathy. It's a proactive choice on our part to say that God is God, we are not. We did not bring ourselves into existence, nor do we know when we will leave this earth. And because that is the pressing reality that we are faced with at every moment, there's no choice other than to say, God, you're the one who owes my life. You're the one who allows me to be whatever you want me to be. You're the one who will give me the ability to perform not just good things, but great things, divine things. We're called to be the Christ child. We're called to be God's presence in our midst. And we come once again to this Mass to receive that Christ child, but yet in a different form, the form of the Eucharist. And in the moment that we receive the Eucharist, we don't just reflect upon something that happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. We reflect upon how God actually shares his incarnation within us to give us the full confidence that we do not do life by ourselves, that we do not need to be in control based on our own vices, that we're given what we need to become joyful in this world and prepared to accept the reality of being fully loved in the next. On the surface, the Holy Family looked like a mess. And I'm sure that we could look at our lives and we think that they look messy. And I'm sure many of us at times will judge what other people are doing with their lives. And we could say they're not living this type of proper life or they're not doing things right. But all that matters is that we hand our lives over to the one who handed his life over to us. That we say yes to the Christ child. And that's how we share in the same holiness of the Holy Family. May God bless you all.